All right, Marty Hawk time here on a Wednesday morning. That's Margaret Fetty. She's always
good
with us.
Morning.
You know that voice. And so is Marty. Every Wednesday morning, the county councilwoman checks in after 8:05. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. The rain's just making my grass grow and my flowers
That's
grow.
Right.
And
I'll tell you what, my grass
green.
Has grown quite a bit. It's time for it to be mowed again, Marty.
Well, I know. Let's get goats or something.
Yeah, really.
We'll need a permit for that and some county approval, I would think. But Marty, Marty checks in with us every Wednesday morning to keep us up to date on what's going on in the county's business. The council's role, obviously, is to keep track of the money, follow the money, and make sure that everything's funded and paid for. And we saw a couple interesting front page news articles on Monday coming back from the holiday that we didn't want to let slip through the cracks. Judy Sharp's talking about the big box stores and how the property tax is going to affect those, and opening new greenways in the county. Well, that we'd love to have some security on that, but these are things that kind of don't go together, but do because of simple fact. If you don't have money from one, you can't really fund the other. Talk about how these all affect our county and our lives.
Okay, well, we could start out with the big box stores and the feared loss of total assessed value. And I know that sounds really boring to talk about.
Oh, this is going to be so important, though, for the listeners, Marty.
Absolutely. We know that our taxes, the way to get property tax relief is to get more people to be paying into the pot of money for taxes, because we're supposed to be on this frozen tax levy. So if you get more people paying, that makes everybody else's taxes to be lower.
What is briefly, what does the frozen tax levy mean for those people?
That just means that we can only raise the amount. The tax levy means that's how much we are charging everybody who pays taxes, property taxes.
So that's like a percent, right?
It's a percent.
Okay.
And we can only raise that by a certain amount every year. That says we're frozen at one amount. We can only raise it up so much every year.
And Marty, who did that?
That's set by the state.
Okay.
So that we're, because at the time that it was said that they did not think that taxes should go up more than a personal income. And so they set it at what would be the average statewide income averaged over the last 6 years. And this next levy growth is supposed to be 2.6%. Now comes the fact that these larger big box stores have been assessed at a higher amount than what they say is reasonable. And it seems to me that the discussion has to be is whether or not what's going on inside that store is successful and making a lot of money, and they're tying that to the value of the building. And then the people who own the building are saying, look, we should just be taxed on the ground and the improvement that is the building.
Marty, can I stop you and ask you one small question here in this process? Are any other commercial holders of real estate, are they assessed a similar way to what you're talking about here with these big box stores?
Well, one would think that all commercial would be in the process of being appraised the same way, because it is a commercial appraisal. You've got residential appraisers, appraisals, and you have commercial appraisals.
So in other words, anybody who owns any building on the square in Bloomington is being assessed identically to how a Lowe's or a Menards or anything else is.
Cannot answer that question. I'm not in the assessor's office. I just know that in real estate appraising, there's commercial appraising and there's residential appraising. And
I understand that. I just the only reason I'm saying this is that because I believe the argument that these big box stores are presenting in court is that the assessment is not being made the same way for all commercial real estate. They are being assessed a different way than, say, you know, one of the Fell building in Bloomington. It's not being assessed the same way as Lowe's is. And that is why they are able to go to court. And that's why they've been fairly successful across the country in winning these lawsuits.
And Margaret, that will, of course, end up being the big thing here is if these big box stores, if Lowe's wins the appeal, and they should win it if they're right. You know, people should be charged whatever
fairly.
The taxes is fair, whatever is fair, not just who has the most money to pay the biggest lawyer, but what is the fair way to do it.
Correct.
But if indeed they would be successful, then it appears to me that it's logical to believe that the other big box stores are going to follow along in the same way. Nobody wants to pay more taxes than what they have to.
And what
and
is
then we're
fair?
Going to see, you know, what are we going to see about the big about GE if they should leave any of the manufacturing plants and so forth if they should leave and so forth. So this is a very big deal. It's not just a big deal for Monroe County. It's a big deal throughout the state.
That was going to be my question. This is not a Monroe County only problem.
Oh
correct?
No, not
oh, no,
at all.
It's totally throughout the state. And so until this happens, we really are sitting here and we don't know what will happen with this. Now let's say if they would be successful. What happens then is that total assessed value throughout the county drops. And that means everybody paying taxes, then that tax rate's going to go up and everybody
is going to pay more.
Business, whether it's a commercial property or residential property, they will be paying more until they hit that
circuit breaker
cap, and then they don't have to pay it, and nobody has to pay it, and that's less money for the different taxing units to operate with. Now, the thing that I find very curious here is there's now seems to be a real understanding of, we'll hit our circuit breakers, and then what will we do? And that was exactly my point I was trying to make about extending these tax increment finance districts out 40 years, that if something would happen and they're gathering up all of the growth of assessed value and we're sitting over there with no assessed value growing for in the regular pot of money, we'll hit the circuit breaker. That didn't seem to be a problem. Nobody seemed to be concerned about that.
And, Marty, briefly remind us what a circuit breaker does.
Circuit breaker says, and let's take it down to an individual with their own property.
Please do.
The home that they live in. If you have a home that's, let's say, if the value that is placed on it is $100,000.
For mass
sake. You don't have to, for if the market value, they say your home is worth $100,000. You don't have to pay taxes of more than $1,000. If the tax rate will take it up to be more than $1,000, you pay the $1,000 and you don't pay the rest of it. And that's just a loss of dollars to the taxing units, the school, library, and so forth. So that's not really been a major problem here in Monroe County because we have had assessed value growth. But a lot of people think that all of these new apartments going up everywhere downtown and so forth is going into that pot that should bring in more money into all the taxing units, and that's not what's happening.
No.
It's all going into that downtown
TIF.
And I would also want to see if Lowe's is not perhaps in that Richland TIF. I tried to find that out yesterday, and I swear I couldn't find anybody that was answering the phone yesterday. But we'd have to look at the map. But some of these big box stores could perhaps be in the TIF, in those TIFs. Now, if they proceed to project out expenses in that TIF and they don't get the revenue in, then hopefully they won't have overextended themselves. Now, we don't know what would happen in town Bloomington, so that's for them to look at. But we do know that there's been discussion about the county's TIF about how do we help pay for these trailways and the greenways projects. That's also a part of the news. And then not only once we get that trail built, because some of those dollars are coming out of that Richland TIF, but in addition to which, how are you going to maintain them and how are you going to provide security? so we saw in the paper that the sheriff has two of his deputies who are prepared and ready with equipment to be able to provide security when it's possible for them to have those hours to do that on that county trail. But let's remember, since we only have just so many officers on duty at any given time.
That three to five, isn't that the number?
That's what we've been told over and over. Then that means they're not going to be out there patrolling the roads. They would be there on the trail. Now, the sheriff has said that that would only be possible during the time that the reserve officers are being able to help out.
And thank goodness for those guys, or else we'd be in really a lot of hot water.
But once again, there's no such thing as a free ride. I am certain that if we start relying more heavily on those reserve officers, there's going to be transportation expenses, other expenses, and I would have to look at what the requests have been lately. They had, at one point, asked for more dollars for their expenses, and it would only be fair that the county would pick up some of those expenses. So, once again, there's no such thing as it's going to be provided for free and money's going to fall from the heavens to maintain these trails that we're all going to enjoy, but we all going to have to figure out how to pay for it and to maintain it. For instance, our Parks Department is trying to step up to the plate to say they will help maintain it. But without an increase in their budget, how then will they do that without neglecting some other project? So I'm certain at some point in time we'll try to make sure all these numbers work. But when you take from a pot of money and try to spread yourself out and do new things, you're probably leaving some of the older things that you were doing and not getting it done. So they'll have to pick and choose what's the most important thing to get done.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawks, our guest. She checks in with us every Wednesday morning. And when you shuffle all the money around, that's fine. But what usually happens is the budget gets increased and somehow someone has to pay for that, right?
Right. And and so therefore that's when people start looking for new ways to put in a new tax. And so that brings us to the fact that we're not moving forward with the interlocal agreement with the city having to do with the central dispatch, because we're waiting to see whether or not the city is going to put in place this new income tax to cover public safety and would at least in part go to operate the central dispatch. So if they do that, and remember when I say if the city council would do that, I say that because they have the majority vote of the income tax council. So either they wish to do it or they don't. If they wish to do it, it'll go through. If they don't want to do it, it won't go through because they have total controlling vote. And as I said, I believe last week or the week before, if they decide to do that, then remember, it was only just a few months ago there was a big push on we need a new income tax to pay for these transportation charges so that we could have the city bus service go out into the county. Well, you just cannot grow that income tax for every little thing you want to do. So people have to put their mind to what is the most important use of such a tax. And don't put it in place until you cannot think of any other way to make something work.
Marty, that's your thinking. That is hardly the thinking of most of your council members.
Well, I don't know that that's... I can't say that's true. I think that there are...
There might be one or two of them that believe that, but I'm sorry. I've watched them in process. There's no way. There is no way that most of them think like you do on that.
Well, I think they would probably understand that there ought not to be an income tax for transportation and an additional income tax for public safety, as well as keeping our special income tax for juveniles.
Wait, let me take my shoes off so I can keep track of all these.
Yeah,
and then,
good luck on that.
As well as the regular ongoing 1% income tax that we already have. So there, it's a balancing act, and as much as people want the jobs and they want public safety and they want the trails and all of these things that they want, and people are now talking about a new library, etc. There has got to be.
Where do we need a new library at?
There's been discussion of that for quite some time now at the library board. I'm not saying they've moved to buy ground, but that it's in the works. So these are things that everybody wants the best of schools, and they want the best of all the
then
things.
Then pay for it. And get out your checkbook and pay for it.
Right. It all costs money, and has to be some group that's supposed to be looking at the total big picture and saying, look, we have to decide which are these things, how we want to spend the money.
I would love to hear the big picture, because right now I'm not seeing it. All I see is them doing exactly what you just said. An additional tax for this, additional tax for that, additional tax for this, and we want this, and we want this, and we want this. And they sound like a bunch of greedy little children.
Well, I have to remind you that we all know it takes taxes to make anything, you know, to provide government services. But we have to get the mindset, not just of the people making those decisions, your elected officials, but to the public as well, that if they ask for these additional services, they have to realize somebody has to pay for it. So, and right now, I'm concerned that we're going to have a big hit for how we're going to maintain services for the additional felons that the state says they're no longer going to take, and we have to have here in our community with our probation officers and et cetera, trying to maintain services to make sure that we continue to try to keep a safe community. So those are all big ticket items. And so I think the county council is going to have their hands full this year.